Hello and welcome. I'm Richard from the Veg Grab podcast, and this is episode 43, I think. I'm a bit lost. Anyway, it's the 5th of November 2015, and I'm titling this episode Autumn is Definitely Here. But before I really start recording this on the 5th of November, should be coming out on the 5th of November, those in the UK where I'm based, this is quite a significant night, being Guy Fawkes Night. So this is obviously a good time, if you're not already doing it, if you're growing vegetables, to be having a bonfire to burn off some of that wasted rubbish and perhaps some diseased plants and stuff. Bonfire night in Guy Fawkes. Many years ago, there was a plot to destroy the Houses of Parliament and the government at the time. And the chap who got caught, the plot was obviously foiled, but the chap who got caught, Jews of Guy Fawkes. Now, it's a long story and what have you behind it all. It's quite a well-known story, so if anybody does want to take an interest in it, I'll add a link to, but I think most people know about it anyway. But yeah, and the reason I bring this up is something I've often debated about is what. Now, I tend to add it to my compost heaps and bins just to mix it around and add some whatever nutrients it does to it. I've also heard it supposedly sweetens the compost. I find it puts it to use. You can, of course, dig it into the soil or use it in the various plant beds and what have you to get more going. But I just tend to add it to the compost heaps and lay it right down with all the rest, giving it a good mix. It does work, so can't really complain about that. I'm going to start today with the Brighton allotment. Now, I really have not been there much. I've literally gone there for a few minutes. I've harvested some small spinach and some various berries. That's about it. But it has left me with, I've made a decision, I'm getting rid of it. Despite the fact I feel a bit resentful because I put a lot of time and effort into it over the years, the reality is the travelling in between is just making it difficult to get some time, and also because I'm dedicating time over there, I'm not dedicating time to my new allotment and my home plot. So I just feel that reality is that it's better off going. I'm probably going to be talking less and less about that plot, but it's definitely going to go. The next few weeks, this weekend in particular, I'm going to spend all day up there, and I'm just going to load the van up with as much stuff as I can. Although I've got to get a load of horse manure and things as well. And start bringing it all back, the gardens or the sheds here at home, until such time as I can see fit to do what I want to do with it. So this weekend I'll probably be going through the sheds, taking out... Well, first of all, I'm going to have a tidy up outside and harvest what I want to harvest. There you go, you can start there. After that, I'm going to start clearing out the sheds, and then I'm going to throw out what I don't want and start loading up what I'm going to bring back with me. I'm going to try and bring back the apple tree and the cherry tree I have in the pots and see if they can come back. And that's the plan. And once that's out of the way and the leaf fall is done and things are going into hibernation as such, I want to bring back. So it's all go. It's certainly going to be interesting and tough. But once it's done, I think I'm going to be a lot happier. I'm already finding with my 1-8B, because it is just down the road, I can pop down there for an hour and get an hour's work done. And it's... So talking of 1-8B, it's filling in with what's going on there. You may recall I said I've finished the second bed, and that's been, I've dug that over many times and cleared as much weeds as I could. That's been filled. I've planted onions and shallots into it. Now, these onions came from Wilkinson's, so they're about three different types. It's 40 onions of each. I can't remember what they are off the top of my head. And they're just, I've just planted them in there. I might do it, I don't know. I've planted those in there, gave them a good watering, and left it. The shallots have gone in exactly the same way. That's only been done this past weekend, along with more garlic. This one will be the winter sown ones in January. That's the bed built. The asparagus, I've also had a delivery last weekend of asparagus, or the weekend before, two different types, four plants of each. Again, I can't remember what they were now, but I will try and take a note of it next time I'm there and write it down. And that's good. That's got about two-thirds of the asparagus bed full as well, along with the asparagus I already had there. That asparagus is probably not going to be ready next year. The one I popped there last week might be, I don't think so, thinking about, but can I start picking some asparagus out of there. So I'm quite happy with that. I'm probably going to sow more seeds in January of the asparagus plants I've got seeds of to go into the remaining bit. That's obviously also been filled up with horse manure. And how I planted the asparagus is they come in crowns with sort of crown with roots. I dug a hole out for each plant, and then I popped the crown on top of the mound with roots going out, and then I just backfilled it and gave them all a good watering in. I've never really had much luck with asparagus, so this is going to be interesting to see if it works. I've just got to now keep watering, but just keep watering and keep the weeds free. Now, weeds have been popping up in some of the beds that I've already dug over, and I just pull them out. They're quite easy. The raised beds, no-dig method, is working pretty well. There are still going to be weeds, because nobody's going to be that brilliant at getting every single bit of weed out, but it's working. I've dug a hole two more beds, actually, strip across the front. I'm trying to remove all the bits of weed and stuff again, and that's ready to go. I've just got to build more and more of the beds, which I'm doing at home, but I'll come to that in a minute. But now the soil's softer, it's easier to dig and get all the weeds out, because there's a lot of grass and there's a lot of perennial weeds. And I'm slowly adding buckets of water that I'm just potting these in to rot down. Easier said than done, because trying to rot them down can take a while. Now, as I said, the buckets, I've just put in particular things like long tap roots such as dandelion and stuff into the buckets and just filled it up with water. I believe it's something like 6 weeks, quite a while for it to be worthwhile. But it might work out better than the compost method, which can spread seeds because you don't properly kill them all unless it gets really hot. But I might put some in, add in wood chips and horse manure and keep turning it. This should work as well, but if it gets hot enough. Because I've noticed in the compost heaps, actually, some of the weeds have started to grow already. I couldn't believe it when I saw it. Somewhere out there. So, yeah, that's about it, plot 128B. It's all taking shape. I've got to get the next bed built, filled with horse manure, so I can plant more onions. I'm going to be overrun with onions, it feels like, this year. That's going to be pretty good. Now, let's go on at home. At home, I took some rosemary cuttings, I think. Did I say that last time? I'm sure I did. They're in the potting shed, rosemary cuttings, and they're growing quite well, along with some sage. And it's been a couple of weeks so far to see if they're rooting. I'm just going to take that on chance. But we're going to give it a bit more time, and then it'll go into the greenhouse, and we'll monitor to see how they do. And the spring cabbage I've actually planted into the soil outside. Bit late, I will admit, it was very late. Just got behind me with various things. So hopefully I haven't left it too late that they can actually root and grow. It's still quite mild at the moment, so there's a good chance. It's just, I mean, tonight it's very wet and windy, but then a couple of days ago we had some really nice sunshine. In fact, it'd been the hottest November day on record, I believe. So, who God knows what's going on with the weather, really. It's it, and now we don't. It's coming. All the pot plants I had by the potting plate, I've moved just to the concrete area just to give them a bit more drainage now. I've got to dig up some raspberry plants that are growing in places. And the tomatoes are dead. They've gone. I have done a video, which includes all three plots that I've got to edit and get up on the online. Which is that's all looking good. Something I was really, really pleased with. My saffron plants. I've been harvesting saffron, which I'm so pleased about. Not a huge amount still, but I don't care. I've got saffron. I love homegrown saffron. It's such a pretty unique thing to grow at home, but I think this day and age, but and so tasty that I can't. I love it. I just harvested it and I just picked the little stem and little bits. Just picked those up and bought them into a box in the kitchen to dry. Talking of kitchen. I've had a new oven installed today, which I'm chuffed about, Rangemaster 90 range. I know that's not necessarily to do with veg growing, but that is quite a key thing, I feel, with this. And that'll hopefully give me some more recipes going. Which I've got to put more on the website, I know. Of course, if you want to add your own website, contact me. Own recipes, contact me. So, I think that's about it today. Nothing really more to add. I've gone through all my notes and that's everything. So, yeah. I know it's been my podcast is coming about every 2 weeks now, and that's because things are slowing down and I know over again, like, I've weeded this week. I mean, okay, weeding is a weekly thing, but when that's all I'm saying I'm doing, I think that's a bit poor. However, I could talk about more of my growing guides once things get built and settled. Get things done. Of course, please, if you want to contact me, email me, richard@thevegrowerpodcast.co.uk, or visit my website. To comment or what have you, you do need to sign up to be a member. Doesn't cost anything, just type yes, and that's just to stop spam. Of course, YouTube, there's a few videos on YouTube you can comment on and like without subscribing, without... please go ahead through and do that and subscribe on there, because the more people I get watching that, the better. I've also got an Instagram account. That's the_veg_growerast, I believe. I can't remember. That's on the website. If you want to see some of my latest pictures, I'm starting to use that a bit more. You'll see I've put a picture recently, couple of weeks ago of the garlic just springing up, which is getting more and more common. Yeah, but if you want to see more updating. So again, thanks for listening. And as always, thank you, and please